It's a fascinating market, the eating out market. We've been working with NPD, who are food service market experts. So they have all the inside knowledge and around trends in the eating out market. And we overlay that onto, of course, our knowledge around retail. And it's interesting because there's lots of talk in the media about poor performance of restaurant chains, and we've seen some high profile failures. But actually, expenditure, spending in out of home visits to eat, which is where we all go out and we enjoy, you know, leaving the home to eat, has actually gone up over the last 2 years, although visits have declined. So we're spending more per trip. Yeah. And there are key pockets of growth. One is delivery, although it still represents a small proportion of total visits and spend, about 6% of visits and 8% of spend, but also the growth of breakfast as an area of demand. And that now accounts for 12% of all out-of-home visits. So when we go out to eat, 12% of those are actually for breakfast, and that's fueled by our love of coffee. Apparently 25%
So this isn't sorry to interrupt you, but this is not families going out for breakfast. This is you and me grabbing a quick one on the way to work, is it?
Absolutely. But okay, what is interesting around the families, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, families are a key growth in the eating market as a whole. Visits by families have gone up 2%, more than the growth in the market as a whole. The growth in the market's just around visits, around 0.3%, and spend of families has gone up by 7%. So the family market is a key market, but actually a lot of that is fueled by vouchers and discounting. So families are getting the benefit of lower cost in eating out and making the most of those.
Yeah, and just to get this right, so, but families aren't going necessarily out for dinner, are they?
No, dinner is an area of weakness, actually. Dinner, the spend on dinner is higher than at other parts of the day. So most operators like to promote dinner as a key trading time. But actually, dinner visits have fallen by 2% over the past 2 years. And that partly is due to the higher cost of dinner in relation to other eating at other parts of the day. And that's why operators like it, because you spend more money there when you go. But dinner is becoming less important.
People of my mother's generation would be saying, you know, there's no point in complaining about having shrinking household budgets. More people should be cooking at home instead of going out, because it's got to be more expensive to eat out than it is at home, isn't it? Do you sense a bit of either don't care or slightly irresponsible behaviour here?
I think there are pros and cons. I think for some people, and in some instances, it's as economic to eat out as it is to eat at home. And also, we're very time poor. All of us, we work very, very hard. We work long hours. Our commuting times are long. Yeah. And therefore, we're moving towards actually trading off eating at home with having time with our family and friends, and we'd rather do that by eating out. And the eating out market has changed, you know, so substantially since our parents' generation. There's much more choice, there's much more variety, sure. It's much better quality, much healthier. So there is no reason why you can't eat out and benefit from the family feel and all the social benefits that we get by eating in.